All right, well, let me get to my first guest because I'm very excited to have her on because the last year and a half I've been on, and I guess an intensive exercise program, trying to lose some weight, trying to maintain my youth, I guess, getting up there a little bit too much in weight, 250 pounds, so I thought it was time to lose some weight and get in shape and maybe live a little longer too. And this lady I'm going to introduce right now. Looking at her picture, listeners, I thought she was around about 35 or 40. She's really a hot-looking woman, but it's, as she said, it's due to exercise. I'm talking about Liara Alderson. And, Liara, thanks so much for coming on the show this evening.
Thanks, Doc. Great to be here.
Yeah, it's all due to exercise. You have good genes.
No, it's due to exercise, absolutely. In fact, obesity runs in my family, and you know, weight has basically always been a hard thing and an issue in my life. And, you know, as I got into my mid-40s and having chronic back pain and osteopenia, early bone density loss, I just knew that, you know, this is not the way I wanted to live, and there had to be a better way. So basically I started exercise, and I've never looked back. It's just, as you know, I mean, how much better do you feel, right?
Oh, my goodness, yeah, I feel so much better. You know what interested me about you, Liara, when I ran across you is a very, once I started reading about the cards that you created, I thought, how simple, how brilliant, really. How come nobody really thought of that? Because I know many times I've been in a gym, or I know if people have been in a gym that either got sidetracked or they skipped some exercises or some machines. But for our listeners, why don't you explain what you thought about and how really neat it is.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for the opportunity. Well, because I knew I needed to do something for fitness and to, you know, resolve these problems, I'd never been a member of a gym, and I decided to join, but you know, was pretty intimidated by all the machines, by all the dumbbells, by, you know, all the fit people that I saw in there, and didn't really know what to do. And so I decided to bite the bullet and hire a personal trainer so that I could basically get gym savvy. And I, not only did I, you know, begin to learn the ropes, but and experience this fantastic, basically, health reversal, you know, on the positive. And then I thought, you know, I can't afford a personal trainer all the time. So many other people can't either. But wouldn't it be great if they could have the benefit, you know, more of us could have the benefit of a personal trainer every time we're at the gym. So basically, I partnered with my personal trainer, and we developed these workout cards where it's a book. The first in the series were books, my gym trainer books. And there are 24 workouts in each book, and beginning, intermediate, and advanced. So the user can basically open the book and take the card out and take it to the gym. And on one side is the cardio workout. On the other side is the weight circuit workout. And they have an entire workout for, you know, on just one card. It lets them get into the gym and get personal trainer results, but it's put on a shoestring budget, basically. So I noticed there was nothing like that out there. And so I thought, well, you know, we should create it, you know, rather than just waiting for, you know, the someone should syndrome, we decided to go ahead and create it, and it's been a great thing. And I still use them. You know, we've had them out for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
I use them, my kids use them, my husband uses them, and it's just really great.
I mean, that was just a great idea. Because I know I've been in gyms, like I said before, and if you're new to a gym, maybe you're waiting for one of the instructors to come around, what do I do next, or whatever, you know. But you have that card there after you get started. I mean, that keeps you focused, too, because it's easy to get off track in those places.
It's easy to get off track, and it's really easy to get into a rut, you know, as with anything. And, you know, so many people get frustrated when they feel like they're spending all the time at the gym and not getting great results. So basically, this really helps you, you know, narrow down to what it is that's going to get you the most results in the least amount of time, you know, and to get on with it. So, yeah, that's why. So when I know what to do now. I still use them because it just keeps me in a rhythm and in a system and on track.
Okay, Liara, for our listeners, can you just kind of fill a little bit more in about your background? Because you started out, as you said, getting into exercise because of some chronic back pain.
Yeah. Right. And you know, middle age happens, and what you begin to realize that you know, we have to maintain these bodies that we have, or you know, it's not going to get any better. So basically. My background was, I was real estate investing, I was a homeschooling mom, ran a business with my husband, was not at all fitness, and it was just getting into fitness, but I'm an entrepreneur and an idea person, I love to create products that can help other people. So basically that's why, you know, we decided to go ahead and take this track and bring these products to other people, and since then I've gotten involved in certifying fitness as well, but you know, my passion is basically helping other people, and it's a little hard not to evangelize about it when it is that you know that you are able to turn your life around, and you see so many other people that have turned their lives around, that basically taken their health and their fitness in their own hands. You know, it unleashes so much more energy and potential. It's hard not to just, you know, want to share it with everybody and have everyone experience it.
Yeah, and the reason I want to bring up your background, because I know there's probably people out there right now listening and saying, oh, yeah, you probably have all the time in the world, but you were in an international real estate investing venture capital, so you probably didn't have a lot of time, but you made time, found time. And I guess that's my question is, for really busy people, how do you do this?
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing, and I'll answer that in a second, but the funny thing is, so when I started this fitness business, suddenly I have a whole lot less time to exercise. That's really, you know, rather, but that helped me really identify and emphasize with those. And in fact, as a result, we just recently created our newest workout, is My Trainer Fitness for at Work, and it's for those people who don't have time. And basically it takes the concept of, look, you know, I think it's a myth to think that we have to have a whole hour, basically, in order to, per day, in order to really be fit.
Yeah.
That the way our bodies were designed to function and to move, if we consider our hunter-gatherer ancestors, was not all out exercise at one time, but rather a lot of little things throughout the day. And also to basically do a lot of high intensity, or a little bit of high intensity. So we look at our kids and how they run and then they stop, and then they run and run and then they stop. And, you know, that's the way our bodies were designed by nature, because we were running to eat or running to keep from being eaten. So, you know, so basically we consider that so many of us are working at desk. I mean, that's what I'm doing now. We're working at desk, and, you know, and that can be good, but we really do have to forget about rolling around the office in the chair. You know, it's get up out of the chair. And forget about sending the kid on the errand. You know, it's get up and run upstairs and do the errand ourselves. And even just those little things make the difference. It really does.
Leora, you have a wonderful website. Could you give that website out to our listeners and get a lot of good information on there?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Think it's mytrainerfitness.com. That's mytrainerfitness.com.
And, you know, one of the things that when I was looking at your website, Leora, kind of made me think about in the past of how people told me to exercise and other people I've heard talk about exercising. I always thought you had to start out with, when you're working with weights too, that you always had to do your cardiovascular first.
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, bottom line is do what works best for you. But here's the thing. If you want to work on developing muscle, and even women should be doing this, women tend to think that they're going to bulk up.
Yeah.
They're not. They're not going to work, you know, in the moment when you first finish working out and the muscle is pumped with blood, it may feel larger, but in the next day or even a few hours, it's going to actually be smaller but firmer and better shape. So women don't shy away from this. But the bottom line, if you're wanting to develop muscle, then you should do the weight circuits first so that you can you have more energy to do the most and do your best workout. If it is you're wanting to do fat burning primarily, and or you're doing some kind of marathon training, then sure, do your cardio first. But you just know that you won't get quite as much out of your weight. So, you know, a really good strategy is I tend to prefer to do the cardio first. I just like that habit. So what I do is I shake it up. So sometimes I'll do the cardio first and sometimes I do the weight first.
So it's a good idea maybe to mix that up so you don't get bored.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so easy to get bored. And when we do, we get into sort of, routine and zoning out. And really, that's not what we want to do. It's interesting to consider that it's the high intensity, including focusing on whether it's a running sprint on the treadmill or outside, or whether it's lifting weights. Interestingly, when we're focusing on what we're doing in the area we're working, we actually get a better workout. So it's really kind of symbolic for life as well.
Okay. And how important is diet in all of this, Leora?
You know, unfortunately, it is important. You know, we can do a lot of working out, and we really should, and it's going to help to keep us healthy. There's no question about it. But, you know, if we mess it up with our diet, then we're going to be frustrated and not get as good of results. And so, you know, but eating clean doesn't have to be, complicated. It certainly is a science, but in a simple way that I take, basically, is to consider shopping as close to nature as possible. So shop some produce. If you eat meat, then shop some fresh, hopefully organic meat. And just basically avoid the packaged food that, you know, is not how it came naturally, essentially.
Okay. Now, before we came on air, you talked about maybe trying to give something away here.
Yeah.
You want to try that? And we, right after you give out maybe that question, and how someone could win a prize, we'll go into our commercial break, and I'll give time for people to think about it.
Perfect. That would be a lot of fun. The question is, what is the number one problem for most people when it comes to exercise?
Okay, what is the number one problem for most people when it comes to exercising?
Right.
And what would somebody win if they call in and answer that?
They can win their choice of our workout. So they can win a My Gym Trainer book for the gym in the first, second, or third, meaning beginning, intermediate, or advanced. Or they can win a six-pack workout, which is only six workouts instead of 24. And we have six titles in that. So they can go to our website and send us an email and tell us, you know, what their workout choice is, and we would send that to them.
Okay, we're going to take a break right now, but the number here is 724-438-4593, and if you're out of the Fayette County area, it's 1-866-590-9627. That's 1-866-590-WMBS. Once again, the question is, what is the number one problem that most people face when it comes to exercise? Is that correct, Leora?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Call in and answer that correctly, and you got a chance to win a prize from Leora Alterson. So we'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to WMBS. We are back. Jack Evans here with you, and also my guest for the first hour is Leora Alderson. And Leora, I love that first name of yours. And you said you were born in Hawaii. Is that like an Hawaiian name, maybe? Or
no, actually, it's just sort of homemade from the word "ara." Hawaiian alphabet does not have an R in it.
Oh, okay.
It's just a composite name.
Well, it's a very pretty name. I like it. Now, how the heck did you get over here to the mainland?
Well, my family were originally from Alabama, actually, and they were moving back to care for aging parents. And, you know, I didn't want to be quite so far away from family. And also, it's just, you know, so expensive to live there. So I thought it was time to experience a different kind of life.
Oh, wow. That's a big change.
Yeah, it is a big change. And there's so many beautiful places, you know, in the continental U.S. as well. So,
do you think you'd find it easier to exercise in Hawaii than in South Carolina?
You know, and I'm actually in North Carolina.
It's in Mount North Carolina, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I think actually what we did is we did a lot of, you know, outdoor things, hiking and body surfing. I was big on body surfing. So it was sort of exercise, not so much for the sake of exercise, but as a way of life. And that can be really, you know, a great way to do it too. So, but it was harder to do the actual exercising because it's such a, otherwise it's such a laid back, you know, style of life. So maybe it is a little harder to exercise, but not harder to be fit for, you know, as an active lifestyle.
Okay. Once again, the number here is 724-438-4593. Listeners, if you'd like to call in and try to answer that question that Leora put out there, what is the biggest problem for most people when it comes to exercising? If you call in and get the correct answer, Leora will give you a choice of two prizes. You'd have to go to her website, but give a try here, 724-438-4593. Leora, when we were on the commercial break, I said to you that one of the most difficult things I find to do is warm up.
Yes.
Do you find that with maybe a lot of other people, too?
Yes. You know, I think even stretching is a little bit more challenging than warm up, just because, you know, some of us don't want to take the time to do that, especially when we've had a good workout, and I'm guilty of that as well. But the warm up, yeah. What I see is some people doing their stretching before their workout, but science is shown that basically as long as you're warmed up by a light jog or brisk walking, you know, maybe five to ten minutes ideally, but at least 5 minutes before you start working out, that you are warming up because now the blood is pumping and circulating through your body and warming your muscles up. You don't necessarily want to go and stretch muscles deeply and then require them to suddenly jump to attention and contract through either weightlifting or running or something, because that can actually cause more injuries than if you hadn't stretched beforehand.
Okay, and Leora, give out your website once again, because it's a good website, a lot of good information on there.
Thank you, sure. It's mytrainerfitness.com, mytrainerfitness.com. www.ladieswordsmith.com.
Okay, and the other thing you touched on earlier in the show is ladies working with weights. I know there's a lot of women that I've spoken with too in the past, you know, about using weights, working weights, and they're all, you know, they say, well, I don't want to get bulky looking.
Yeah, and, you know, we don't. We just, unless we're taking some, you know, chemicals that we shouldn't be taking, basically, it's just not going to happen because there, and what happens that's really beneficial is that weight, of course, is, muscle and fat, pound for pound, muscle is smaller than the same pound in fat, but just like we know that guys tend to find it easier to lose weight than women, it's because they have a larger percentage, body percentage of muscle. Well, so the more muscle the women can gain, then it's easier to burn more calories, plus it gives more definition, and again, even smaller size. Mm-hmm. So while, let's say that a woman weighs 130 pounds, and she actually starts losing inches without even changing the weight on the scale. In fact, it might even go up a couple pounds, and yet she's smaller and has lost inches. That's what can happen with weightlifting for women.
How much weight should somebody work out with, or how do you know what weight to start with or work out with?
You know, that's a great question, Jack, because I think it was one of the confusing things for me about going to a gym, and, you know, many people get really concerned about that. Here's our simple rule of thumb, and that is, for, you know, rather than even having, if you don't want to have to worry about writing things down or whatever, you just kind of get a general idea that it's pretty easy to regulate in this way. Heavyweight is a weight with which you could do about 10 reps of the particular exercise you're using it for, but not easily do any more. A medium weight is where you could do 15 to 20 reps of that particular exercise, but really not anymore. And then a lightweight is where you could do, say, 20 to 30 reps of that, using that particular weight, but not anymore. So that's just sort of a general rule of thumb. And it gets to be pretty simple. You get to where you go to the gym and you get kind of used to about what you need to use for each thing. And, you know, you get acclimated to that pretty quickly.
Okay. Do you use a combination of pulley weights and free weights, or what's your thoughts on that?
Yes, they each have their benefit and use them all, and I think most professionals do tend to use them all. You know, the diehards tend to like the free weights, which is the dumbbells and the barbells and that sort of thing, because it does require a little extra coordination, as well as it really pulls on your core strength. And just the fact that you're having to balance it and maneuver it actually brings into play more of your core muscles. But now the advantage of the machine is that it can really help you focus in on your specific muscle group and not worry quite as much about if you've got the proper body mechanics. Because you do, you know, you can injure yourself if you don't have the right posture or if you're not in the right position. If your back isn't straight on a deadlift or that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, I find in free weights it seems like you're trying to cheat a little bit more when you're working out with the free weights, and I think the pulley weights kind of keep you more form.
So Jack, tell me how you're cheating on the free weights.
Well, you know, when you're doing your curls, you're standing up, you're kind of throwing your back, and you're throwing up your weight, you know, from the barbell up, and also when you're doing your curls, your alternate curls, I'm kind of cheating on one side, you know, throwing them up, the dumbbell up on one side as I throw my weight over to the other side. So
momentum, you're using momentum.
Momentum, so, yes.
Yeah, well, that's a really good point, and you can actually do that with free weights or with machines, and I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, it's like with anything else, like, you know, what we tell our kids is, bottom line is, if you're doing that, the only person you're cheating is yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, there can be a time for doing faster reps, in particular if you want to keep your heart rate up, in which case it's okay to use a little bit of momentum, or in the case of if you're doing a shoulder press with dumbbells or a barbell, and you're just at the place where you can't quite get that up, and you do a little jump to help you get it up. And, you know, those are the kind of things that are okay and approved, so to speak. But, you know, but otherwise what's happened is you're having to do a whole lot more of the same exercise if you cheat yourself.
So
here's an example where I tend to cheat, and I'm trying to work on that. Let's say squat. If I do a squat and then if you stand all the way up and you straighten, you lock out your knees, then you're depriving yourself of getting the most of that exercise by, you know, if you were to stand up and not bend your knees all the way on the lunge or the squat, then you're actually causing your muscle to work the whole movement, through the whole movement, without giving it a break, which means that basically I might not be able to do only half as much. You know, so in a way, that could be a good thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so like your bench press, instead of coming down and hitting your chest, don't come down and stop. So it keeps the, I guess, the pressure on.
Yeah, or maybe don't lock the elbows up.
Don't lock the elbows up, on the way up.
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, Liara, we have to take our last break of the evening, so listeners, please stay with us. Talking with Liara Alderson, and if you want to try to win a prize, you still have an opportunity to do that. 724-438-4593 is the number here. Just call in and see if you can answer what is the number one problem that most people face when it comes to exercising. We'll be right back, so don't go away. We are back, listeners, and enjoying this first hour of the Jack Evans Show. Sad to say it's coming to an end pretty quickly, but I really enjoyed this first hour talking with Liara Alderson. And she has a fitness. It's called My Fitness Incorporated, LLC.
Yes. Actually, could I correct it? It's called My Trainer Fitness.
My Trainer Fitness. What did I say?
My Fitness Incorporated.
Okay, My Trainer Fitness.
Yeah, My Trainer Fitness.
And listeners, I recommend you go to Liara's website and check it out. It's pretty wonderful. A lot of good information on there. And Liara, when we first started the show, I said you looked like about 40. And listeners, this lady is 52 years old, and that's why I'm saying go to her website and check her out, because, my goodness, she doesn't look like she's 52. And looks like you're in great shape, and exercise and good diet, good healthy eating could do that for many of us. Is that correct, Liara?
It absolutely can. And here's the thing. I mean, it's something we will never regret. You know, I've never once regretted a workout, and I've so often regret that extra treat that I shouldn't have, or making the excuses to not go and work out on a given day. And when we make these excuses, you know, when we know that we're not living the life that is actually possible for us, then, you know, that those are the times that we don't feel so good about ourselves, or, you know, and we have to, just doesn't feel good. So.
Would the number one problem with exercises be, would it be getting started?
Well, close, because you know, there's the law of inertia, so to speak. But no, actually, shall we give the answer?
Yeah.
Well, actually, can I ask you a question, and maybe that will lead into it.
Okay.
Because you said, how much weight did you lose?
50 pounds.
Okay, so here's the thing. When did you start, and what was the catalyst that made you decide to change and turn that around and start working out and sticking with it?
The catalyst was my blood pressure was climbing. I was concerned about it. I went to the doctor's. And he said, he checked me out, and he said, okay, we're going to have to put you on blood pressure medication. Just, you know, no other alternatives or anything like that. And I said, well, what if I exercise and lose weight? He goes, well, you could try that, but you really should go on this medication. I said, no, I am going to exercise, lose weight, and I'm going to see what happens. And my goodness, I tell you what, my blood pressure is perfect. I lost the weight. I feel great. I don't have to worry about being on medication. I didn't want to go on medication.
Wow. And I mean, that's such a testament to, you know, the power that you had to turn your own life around, you know, and we each have that power, and there's nothing like it. And when we decide to unleash it in our lives, it can make such a difference. So the answer, actually, at least the answer that we have, is that the number one problem for most people when it comes to exercise is commitment.
Ah.
The answer is commitment. And here's, you know, it's really an interesting thing. It's something that, if we, you know, have a meeting or an appointment with a friend or a business associate or whatever, we usually keep those appointments. And if not, then we try and reschedule, and we call and make sure to do that. But so why is it that it's so easy for us too often to break our commitment to ourselves?
Yeah.
You know, when it is that if we aren't feeling good in our lives, then it affects every area of our life, and including our relationships. So it's ever so worth it. It doesn't have to be a big deal. It doesn't have to be, you know, or a gym. It doesn't even have to be a gym membership. It can just begin with what I like to say is 1 minute sprints or sprees. You know, it's like when I'm at the desk and I don't have time to work out and I'm starting to get sleepy, then I might do 1 minute jumping jacks, or I might do 1 minute of squats or 1 minute of push-ups. And then, you know, in fact, just this afternoon, sitting next to my 15-year-old daughter who is working next to me, she's like, "They're sleepy. It's raining here. It's raining there," right? It's a sleepy day. You know, you get sleepy. And so instead, we just did 1 minute of plyometrics. That's basically jump squats. And next thing you know, suddenly she's turned around. So instead of taking a nap or instead of feeling down, it just basically totally changed and transformed the rest of her afternoon.
Yeah.
So it's like it's always worth it.
You know, I think once you get started, at least for me, once I got started, and I'm into this now for a while, I feel like if I miss, I'm hurting myself, and I don't want to miss, and I feel bad when I do miss.
Yeah, absolutely. It becomes like we have to...
A part of your life, yep, every day.
It becomes, exactly, you know, it's part of our life for our life.
Yes.
You know, so our motto at My Trainer Fitness is never easy, always worth it.
Fantastic. Liara, give out your website one more time before I have to let you go.
Okay, sure. It's mytrainerfitness.com.
Okay, and thank you so much for coming on. Maybe sometime in the future I can get you back on. We could talk more about proper exercising and good healthy habits. And I know you're into a few other things, too, I'd like to talk to you about.
Oh, well, thanks so much, Jack. It was great spending the time with you, and continued good luck in your program.
All right, thank you so much. Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.